Good afternoon. Welcome again to Mass, and also to the month of April. I thought since it's April Fool's today, I would give a 25-minute homily. And then I realized that wouldn't be funny at all. So here it goes. Nearing the end of the season of Lent, the Church, on this fifth Sunday of Lent, we find ourselves knocking at the door of Holy Week, which begins in just a week on Palm Sunday. A few weeks ago, you may recall that the gospel was of the Transfiguration. 2 weeks ago, it was the woman at the well. Last week, it was the man, the blind man, whom our Lord healed. And this week, again, we hear the familiar story of Jesus raising his dear friend Lazarus from the dead. In its own unique way, each of the Gospels throughout Lent has a deep spiritual significance, drawing us greater and greater, more and more, into the mystery of the Passion, the death, and the resurrection of our Lord at Easter, a mystery that as Christians, we too participate in. He received 2 Grammy Awards. He won 7 Golden Globe Awards. He won 2 Emmys. And in 1997, Robin Williams won an Academy Award for his portrayal of Sean McGuire in the movie Good Will Hunting. A little less than 10 years earlier, Williams starred in a film called The Dead Poets Society. He played the role of John Keating. And in this film, John Keating was an English professor, a very eclectic English professor. And on the very first day of class, Professor Keating led his students down into the lobby of the school. He led them to the lobby of the school so that they could look into the trophy cases that had pictures and trophies of past graduates of the school. And he asked his students to look at those students in that trophy case, those past graduates of the school. And he tells his students, look at those men. The young men you behold had the same fire in their eyes that you do today. They plan to take the world by storm and make something magnificent of their life. That was over 70 years ago. If you will listen, they have a message for you. Then he whispers to them, carpe diem, carpe diem. Seize the day, seize the day. Reminding his students of their own mortality. Have you ever thought that of all the creatures, all the living creatures on the face of the earth, only man, only you and me, are the ones that know and talk about and think about from time to time, sometimes more for some people, other times less, think about the subject of death? No other living creature on the face of the earth knows that it's going to die, but we do. No other creature makes plans for death, talks about death, thinks about death. And talking about death, if you're like me, isn't a comfortable topic to discuss. We tend most of the time to ignore it, not to think about it, not to talk about it. There was once a very elderly woman who knew that she was about to die, and so she called the priest for anointing of the sick. And right after administering the sacrament, she said, "Soon, Father, I will be at peace in the bosom of Moses." And the priest looked at her confused and said, "Dear, don't you mean that you will rest in the peace in the bosom of Abraham?" She looked at the priest and said, "Father, at my age, I really don't care whose bosom it is. I'm tired and I want to die." The gospel this Sunday, this raising of Lazarus from the dead, is really a microcosm of the journey to Holy Week, of Holy Week. And so it's fitting that as we enter Holy Week, we hear of this gospel. the story of the death of Lazarus, the sorrow of his sister, the tears of Christ. The raising of Lazarus reminds us of Good Friday, that we are given yet another reason to hope that death, in the end, for us Christians, doesn't have the final word. If you think about it, after Lazarus was raised from the dead, he, of course, lived for a short while longer, but eventually Lazarus died. He would eventually die. But I can't help but think that Lazarus was now able to approach and to think about his upcoming death in an entirely new light. It wasn't the same anymore. He began to think of death not as an end, but as a new beginning. And that, my friends, is the central theme of Christianity. The central theme of Christianity is the hope of the resurrection and the life of the world to come. Amen.